signal check, please. No copy on the signal check. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm clear.
KFA-DRC from NAWJZ. NAWJZ, clear.
Hey, I'm setting up a new radio here. Anybody let me know if I'm getting into the repeater, AI7CG?
KSA-DPZ. I didn't catch your call sign, but you're definitely making the repeater. I'm over on the Mount Clemens repeater. I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, thanks for that. It's AI7CG.
So, Alpha Indigo 7, Tango Golf.
Yes, that's it. You got it. Thanks.
All right, copy that. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Oh my God, I haven't slept this late in years.
Oh, good afternoon there, sleepyhead. KF8DPZ.
Well, it ain't afternoon yet. It looks like there's a minute to go, so I may have woke up late, but at least it was the morning still.
Splitting hairs with the best of them, I see. I just got done doing a couple of modifications to my new refrigerator. I put a couple of old parts from the old one in it. Got a much better ice maker, and now it has white inside.
A light inside is always a good thing.
Yes, it is. This fixture I swiped out of the old one. The fridge was 20 years old and finally died. The new one's a Whirlpool, the old one was a Kenmore, but Whirlpool makes all the Kenmore and the Manna appliances. And apparently they haven't changed the interior cabinet design in decades. So, all the parts fit.
So I assume the spot to mount the light and everything and the switch and all that stuff, that was all there already?
Actually, no. The entire fixture assembly from the old one, the way it installed is if you took out one screw, it practically fell out. The only way to finish disconnecting was to remove the back panel and unplug it. So I just kind of did the reverse. I took the back panel out of the freezer, spliced in the wires, put the back panel back up, and shoved the light up into the corner where it belongs and screwed it in place.
Well, good deal. Always good when a plan comes to fruition.
Yeah, yes it is. After getting this replacement from the last one dying, I realized the thing I missed most out of the freezer was a light so that I could see what I was doing in there. And since the old one was still sitting on the curb at that point in time, I just went out and scavenged some parts.
Mm-hmm. My old one was so different from our new one that I doubt there would have been anything that would have transferred back and forth between the two different manufacturers, everything. I bought one of these, was it an LG, I think? Yeah, and they had this known issue with their compressors, and of course that's the one I bought.
So I'm guessing that's what died on you on the last one, then. Compressor seized up or something.
I honestly don't remember. It's been a very long time. I know I ran and got this Sears. Used to have a, remember them? They used to have an outlet store in Livonia, I think it was. And I blasted out there and I bought this LG on a recommendation. And, well, I mean, I was looking for fridges, and LGs were high on my list. They had this scratching dent, you know, and the scratch or the dent was in the part that pushes back into the, you know, the space. You'd never see it. And I'm like, okay, I'll take that. And got a serious discount. It's weird because I have a slightly smaller opening than normal, like I think 36 inches the standard. And it's funny, because if you want anything smaller than that, you pay through the nose. I think I need, like, the 33-inch. And had I known that, it would have been, I designed this kitchen, had I known that, I would have easily opened it up another 3 inches, but I didn't know. Made it 33 inches, and because that's what I had, and that's what fit. And, I really wish I would have researched that a little better, or had somebody have noticed. But, yeah, you pay through the nose for anything under 36.
Now, that's something that I didn't know, that getting smaller than that would be so darn expensive. I don't remember the dimensions on my opening. I just remember building the opening when I was doing my kitchen to fit the refrigerator I had at the time. It was like a 21 cubic foot. And everything that I've gotten since that time has been like 20.5 cubic inches, and it just rolls right in. I play hob leveling it because the floor isn't even right there, but other than that, it fits perfectly. So I got 1.5 inches, 2 inches of clearance all the way around.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I was designing it. I just built it pretty much to fit the refrigerator I had. I had no idea that it was non-standard. You know, it's like one step down from the standard. And really, you know, it's amazing what kind of deals you can get on refrigerators, 36 inches. But boy, the minute you move to 33, the price skyrockets. There's no deals to be had because they're making all 36s. You probably got a 36. That's probably, you're probably lucky. And when you built yours around the one you had, you probably were lucky. And I have no idea what mine is cubic foot-wise. I just know the opening is 33 instead of 36, I guess.
That's the width of the opening, right? I'm going to go double-check that really quick. I got a tape measure handy, and it's like 3 steps away.
Well, you got what you got. That's the hole you got to deal with. But, yeah, you probably got a 36. That's why everything you're getting, you're not having any trouble.
Yeah, I copy that. I think it was all I had this friggin' place in 2 weeks, and I can't remember the measurements anymore. Anyways, BRB.
W8FU.
Well, lo and behold, turns out my fridge is 33 inches across the front.
I didn't catch that. How much?
Mine is also 33 inches wide across the front. There's about 1.5 inches clearance on each side, but on the one side, it's not really so much clearance because the counter overhangs the cabinet by 1.5 inches, so the fridge goes right up against it. So yeah, basically, I'm stuck with 33-inch wide fridges, too. I did get lucky. I caught this one on sale. It was normally $1,100 for this fridge, and I caught it for $760 at Lowe's. And then, like, 2 days after I bought it, they dropped the price to $700, so I was able to get $60 back.
Yeah, I just had that happen to me on a generator, although it was Home Depot. I bought a generator that was it was like $200 off, and I have been eyeballing this particular generator. It checked all the boxes. So when it was over $200 off, I ran and grabbed it. And then the next day, it's another $100 off. And so I go back in there and got them to refund me the $106, actually, because I got the tax as well. So, not bad. But that took the grand total, or, you know, that took it down to under a grand. And the financing deal I got is 18 months, same as cash. But it has to be over a grand, so I still got the deal. But the 18 months same as cash, but it was under a grand when they gave me the $100 back. So, oh well, small victories, right?
Those are the best ones. So how many kilowatts you got on that generator?
It's, 9,000 starting, 75 running or something like that on gas, but it's a tri-fuel, and I'm running it on natural gas, so it's derated down to something like 665 or something like that.
Still, that's just about enough to run your entire house once you get everything wired up, right? KFA CPZ.
Yeah, I had a 4,000 watt and a little Generac 4,000. And I have a transfer panel, you know, with six circuits. It runs six circuits in my house. That run everything. It run the upstairs refrigerator, the downstairs refrigerator, the furnace blower motor. You know, the computer area with the cable modem and all that stuff, and where I generally do all my stuff, and then the area where my wife watches TV and whatnot. So, you know, we got our entertainment areas and the refrigerators, the furnace, we got a light in the bathroom, everything we need. But you know, you couldn't run coffee maker or the microwave or a toaster. I've had my generator for well over 20 years, and it was getting a little tired. So I said, you know what, it's time for a new one. I think I'm going to up it, go to an inverter. So I got an inverter and up the wattage. Now I can run the coffee maker, the microwave. I can run just about anything. I can run the whole house off this. And I've been thinking seriously about switching to a supply side transfer switch. I did up it to 10 circuits, and I've got two of them that I haven't even ran yet because I can't figure out what else I want to run.
Oh, I'm sure you'll come up with something. Yeah, I got a similar setup here. I got the transfer switches inside the house. Looks like I run out to the shed and start the generator, and by the time I make it back into the house to the transfer switch to flip it over, the generator's warmed up enough to be able to take the load.
Do you have is your transfer switch before the distribution box, or is it one of the load side ones with the multiple circuits?
Well, it has multiple circuits in it, and the interlock main breakers, I've got a feed off my main panel from one side for that. And then, you know, the other one is fed from the generator, so I'm not sure exactly what you'd call that. It sounds like, I said, it sounds like it's a load side.
Well, if you've got a main breaker lockout where, you know, you got either, it's either service, you know, city services or generator, That's going to be load side or the supply side, you know. That's before the box. That's a good way to go. I can't do it. I can't get one of those lockout breakers for mine, and I'm not going to do a widow maker and just backfeed. I've got a 60 amp, you know, that I use to do a sub panel in my garage, and I could backfeed there, but I ain't going to pull that hokey stuff. So I got a legit supply side transfer box, you know, 10 circuits. I may go to the supply side. I was thinking about putting a manual transfer switch between the meter and the box and put it on the outside of the house with an inlet. Then I could just jack into that, let the generator warm up, then throw the switch. The whole house will come up. I may do that. I don't know. Mine's working perfectly fine.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Basically, the way mine is wired is my service drop comes in, goes into my main panel, and then basically I took the 60-amp sub-panel breaker, and I use that to feed the transfer switch, where most of the house circuits, the important ones like yours, are all wired into that. And there's, like, you know, other circuits that are in the main panel that are, like, you know, they're not necessary for my survival. And if I really, really want to run anything like that, I can always use an extension cord.
All right, yeah, you got something maybe a little. Did you say only some of your circuits get energized with the generator? So that's something else entirely. That might be one of those generator-specific load panels. I'm not sure what you got there, but anyhow, the big deal is you got a lockout for your breaker. That's the key if you're going to do that route. I would have liked to have done that here, but my panel doesn't support it, so I got to get creative if I'm going to go on the load side, or the supply side, I should say.
Yeah, my transfer switch basically is a mechanical lockout. The two main breakers, the one from the two main breakers in the transfer switch, the one from the main panel. Now it's huge. It has a whole bunch of circuits because I've got some stuff that I like to run on dedicated circuits. And, you know, they're not vital. You know, things like, you know, some of the power tools out in the garage and whatnot, they have their own circuits. But, so there's the feed from the main panel into the transfer switch on one side and the feed from the generator into the transfer switch on the other side. And the two breakers have a mechanical interlock on the rocker arm. If you turn one of them on, it forces the other one off. So there's no way you can backfeed the system.
Yepper, that's the way to do it. All right, anyhow, I got to get moving here. I didn't wake up just now, but I woke up a lot closer to 11 than I'm comfortable with. That's, I don't even know how I slept that late. Now I got to figure out what to eat. Enjoy the new refrigerator. It's nice to get a project done. W8FU after you.
Yeah, oh, believe me, we're already enjoying it. It's nice to have one that works instead of everything melted and wasted and things like that. Anyways, I got to get moving myself because it's time to get on to the next project now that I've had myself a break. Have a good day there, Sean. This is Cliff here, staying 73 Studio, KF8 DPZ, Clear and Monitoring.
This is KF8 EDQ on the mobile. WD8 KLL.
TOTDIS.
This is W8DIJ calling, Whiskey 8 Victor India calling on this repeater and standing by.
WD8KLL. This is K.
KSA, EDQ on the mobile.
KAJBD,
KEAD on.
Hi, Roger.
KAJBD, go.
I'll make it.
Alright.
Stand by for the first tower. KEAD RXP, KEAD on.
This is
KDRHB.
I got you readable, man.
Okay, I have relay copy on KD8RHB. KDJBD, you'll need to relay for me. KD8RHB, did you copy by intercept?
Roger. Run that golf, wants me to run the net for you. Send this district 3 or if he wants to do it over.
KADON, KJBD. You want KDARHB to run the net. This is KJBD.
KJBD, KADON, P-10, please. I have a lot of floor noise here today. It seems I've got my RF game way back, but still barely copying him. I had really light copy on WDATQZ. I think it's readable.
Okay, well, KADON has been good readable, WBATQZ, light, and you also, very light. So, don't know, go ahead and do it, and I will relay as necessary. It's KJBD, back to KD8RHB. KD8RHB, KJBD, will do, will do.
Roger, thank you. KD8RHB, clear.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Good afternoon, Don. I got to use your number 5, over.
QSL, thank you, sir.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Give you that picture.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim in Richmond.
KB8SWR, Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
checking all you want, but it's not set up yet.
Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, please call KDRHB.
Bravo, Wade, Sierra, Whiskey, Romeo. Evening, there is a station or incident to you. Check in now.
Eagle, Bravo, Wade, Sierra, Whiskey, Romeo. Good afternoon, and thank you for checking in. Good to hear you.
This is
control.
November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Ron Tim, Saginaw County.
In Richmond.
Double, double.
The Richmond station, try it again.
Net control, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO. Tim, Tango India Mike in Richmond.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, try again, over.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron ECRO, Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger. Got you checked in. You're number 9, over.
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo checking in.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray
Bravo. Got you in there, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. You're number 10. Out. Taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, wish to do so, please call. Or if you're listening via the UHF or UHF Wing Repeater, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in. Please call KADRHB. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in this afternoon for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Also, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater, UHF and GHF, you are also able to check in on this net. Please call KADRHB. Officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the Prenat Group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations be not checking again. Other stations for the net, please call. Nothing heard. Any relays? Nothing heard. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, will you put out on that call? Over.
KARSB and KKBD will do. This is KKBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Repeat, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into this net, please call now. This is KKBD. WOJ. I think it was a KEAWOJ. Did you copy that?
Copied by intercept. Kilo Echo 8 Whisker. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Roger. You're added to the roster. This is KEAWOJ. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. We'll start off with Max, our emergency coordinator, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
All right, KD8LHP, KD8DON, thank you for taking net control this afternoon. I got a high noise floor from here. I've got your light copy now. It might improve it as the net goes on. Just real brief, Tuesday evening we continue our planning for the fall set. That's at 7:30 on Zoom. Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock on Zoom is a FEMA Region 5 OCCOM committee for the record. And Thursday is a couple of things. The OCCOM workgroup for Michigan is on Thursday afternoon at 2. And then the FEMA Region 5 record, we have a co-chair leader meeting that is to plan out the agenda for the next month's meeting, which is at the end of August. With that, I hope everybody stays cool and safe and healthy this week. This is KEAWON back to Max.
All right. Thanks, Max, for your comments. Thanks for handling all those meetings. But, yeah, appreciate you checking in. I have you light here, but I was able to kind of do 3%. So next on the list, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KD8RHB in the net, this is KJBD. Name is Jim, I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much happening. Things have settled down a little bit. We did a nice siren test and actually found another one was broke. That's sort of why we do this. You usually find a couple or three broke every year. But they get them out and get them fixed, and we keep them all operational. Other than that, not too much going on, just sort of chilling and waiting to see what's coming up in the fall. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Brett. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Those pesky sirens, I know. We've been working on those here as well, so, but same thing, we find them and get them fixed. So just got to be patient with it. But, all right, thanks for checking in. Next on the list, if you can hear me, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu. Just for comments, Mike.
Mm-hmm. WBATQZ, it's KAJBD, assisting net control. You're up for comments. Up for comments, sir. KDA-REC, WVATQZ is done with his comments. Didn't have much to say, but he's up there and he's hanging in there. This is KJDD.
Alright, very good, Jim, and thanks for relaying the comments. Appreciate it. Alright, next on the list is Kilo Bravo 9, Indy Alpha Romeo, and then we'll take a stand by. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for running the desk there, Brett. Not a lot going on here. We just departed from here yesterday. It's been a much better day for it. Temperature was up, dumped it, set up under an oak tree and a little bit of a breeze. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KB8RHB, KB9IAR.
Alright, very good, Don. Glad you were able to get out and do some photo yesterday. Always a good time. Thanks for checking in. Alright, we'll take a stand by. There are any other patients out there wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Department? Also, if you're listening on the Central Michigan University Network, which repeater system, I'd like to call.
I don't have anything to add. I just wanted to let you know that you're starting to drop into the noise here. And it'll be, I'll be monitoring. Thanks for being there, control.
Houston, Brett and everybody on the net, after four trips up the Mackinac, you're down up there. One on UHF, 145.31, one on UHF, 444-600 with a 151.4PL. So if you're listening on either one of them, feel free to check into the net. We also turned the DMR on and up that way on the pin conning pair, and there's one on as a two on the Mackinac, or on the Detroit pair. So kind of broadening the horizon a little bit. But again, if you can hear this net, on the VHF or UHF or Peter and Mackinac, feel free to check in. Back to you, Brett. KBSWR.
All right. Thank you both for everything you guys do with Central Michigan Emergency Network. It really helps out us locally and everyone across the state with this nice service. So thank you very much. Appreciate you checking in and good to greet you. Next date is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. Nothing much new, except we're still looking forward to Macomb County, a D2 county, to the Oakland County invite to the Dream Cruise. We do have the five members going there. And the last thing is we're doing a little postcard, one of the old postcard recruitment projects, sending out postcards to new hams in the county, trying to bump up our membership. But short of that, that's it. This is NAWRO, back to net.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in, and I applaud you guys for doing that. Trying to reach out to members and get them involved again and with a postcard. That's pretty awesome. Thanks for doing that, Adele. All right, next on the list, Kilo Charlie 880, Victor Foxtrot. Ron, you're up for comments.
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County.
Just last Tuesday, we completed another one of our public service events. We did the National Night Out here in Saginaw County. Had a real good turnout for the event. We ended up with having three helicopters come in. We had one of the medical helicopters from the local hospital. We had Trooper 3 that was there, and also a Chinook from the Air National Guard came in for that. So everybody enjoyed all of that part of it. Had a good turnout at the ham radio booth that we had. We had our county communications trailer there and had a good turnout there as well. So next up, we'll be waiting for the fall SET in October there, and then we'll complete our year with our last public service event that comes up toward the end of November. So that's all I've got for Saginaw County. This is KC8YBF. Back to Net.
All right, very good, Ron. Thank you so much for checking in, and it sounds like we had a lot of good stuff going on, especially with National Night Out. So that sounded like it was a good time. So good for you guys. All right, thank you. And next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Yeah, KB8RHB, this is WD8AXB. Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR check in, and of course yourself for District 5, so I'm not all alone here. About the only thing worth commenting on, I guess, is this coming Wednesday night, there will be the Kalamazoo Races meeting down at the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department EOC meeting room. Not sure what's on the table for training. I'm not sure if we're going to be handling some new 800 megahertz handheld radios or just what is on the table. But I know that was talked about. Other than that, I've been pretty quiet for ham radio and just been laying low, resting this week. I can't stand the heat. And just finishing up recovering from the second cataract surgery. So I've had both eyes touched on, and things seem to be improved. The left eye is a little slower coming back than the right eye did, but we're optimistic. So still under a doctor's care for the left eye for sure. Back to you, Brett, and I get on the headphones today so I can hear the weak station. Some are weak and some are doing quite well over here. 73, back to you, Brett, WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in, thanks for your comments, and hopefully a speedy recovery for you. So thanks again for checking in. All right, next station, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Oscar Juliet, you're up for comments.
Oscar Julia, you're up for comments.
All right, nothing to hurt. Take a standby here. Are there any other stations wishing to check in before we close for the Michigan Amateur Radio or Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? If you're listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF, or VHF Leak Repeater System, you may also check in. Please call KDRHB.
Yeah,
Quebec Control. This is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Dylan Clinton, Tuckahoe, Michigan. Wishing to check in and one comment for the guy that had stationed and had the cataract surgery.
Okay, the Kilo Echo 4 station, give me your call again, and then you can go ahead and do your comment, over.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Dylan Clinton, Tuckahoe, Michigan. And the fellow that had the cataract surgery, after you start healing up, be aware to watch for any flashing lights that you may get, you may not. But if you see any flashing light in your vision, inside your vision, your eye, either eye, that may be a retina tear. Don't ignore it, because you could go blind if you let it go. You don't always get them, but it can happen to some. I had it happen. And they have to laser your cornea to your retina, rather, excuse me, the retina, because there's a slight tear possibly in the retina. That's the flashing light. So just FYI, thank you, Net Control, from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec.
Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Roger, thank you for your comments. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha, X-ray, Bravo. Did you roger the traffic? Over.
Yeah, Roger, I copy that. That point didn't even get raised. Didn't even get raised for any reason with the doctor. So I'll be seeing the doctor again on Friday. So I'll bring it up and see what she has to say. Thank you. Thank you, Zulu Yankee Quebec. This is WD8AXB. Back to you, Brett.
All right, very good. All right, we'll take one last standby. Actually, Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta, will you put out a final net call, over?
KD8RHB, KJBD, will do. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any station wishing to check in, please call now. Repeat, any station wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. This is KJBD. KD8RHB, KJBD, nothing heard.
Roger, 5 intercept. Okay, want to thank everyone for checking into the net this afternoon, and thank Central Michigan Emergency Network for linking up the repeater system. Hopefully with the addition of the other repeaters, it'll give others an opportunity to check in here, as well as when needed. So thanks again, and everybody enjoy the rest of your afternoon and have a safe week. This is KD8RHB, and this net is closed. Closed down, out. I'll return this frequency back to normal amateur use. Out.
KF8S, W8EAP. Nothing heard, W8EAP.
KF8DRC NAWJZ.
KF8, yeah, I see you, go ahead.
Hey, there you are, Jack. Got you in there. Sounds good. Go ahead.
Sure, you're sounding good too. You're really sounding good. Anyhow, I sent you a couple of texts and I know you got them. The station 772, you know, that guy, he's got a good job out there and I always talk to him. And he's a very nice guy, by the way. If you want, you can talk to him. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I've heard him around, so I appreciate it there. So, yeah, the system's full scale down here, so, yeah, conditions are awesome. So, very good. Now, you're doing good there. Sounds like you got a great station there. What are you using on this band for radio, rig?
I'm using that TYT-9600, that 50 watts. But I'm only on a medium watt.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure from where you're at, you don't need much there. So, yeah, I just done a Kenwood into a tri-band vertical ground plane. So, seems to work out okay. Conditions are phenomenal, though. So, can't complain, that's for sure. Glad I got you over here. So, yeah, this is quite a system also. Very nice setup here.
Excellent radio, the Kenwood. I love this Kenwood. Right now, I'm waiting to get that, and very soon I might get one too. The Kenwood, they are good radios.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. That's for sure. That's definitely a good break there, but. Anywho, I told you about the other, there's a big high-profile GMRS system down here on 16, on, what is that, 16 is, 575, and you might want to listen there, it's a pretty good system there, but anyway, there's a whole lot of GMRS stuff anymore, though, it's really getting crazy out there, that's for sure.
Roger,
yeah, but I see that, but I didn't get the PL on that one. Is it 138.4 or just 138? No, that's the 179.2, 179 PL there, Jack.
All right, 179.2, I got it. I was going to put it, I see if I can put it on this, the DYT, it might fix it up, because I put another ham there and picked it up, so I'm going to try tomorrow to do that. It's a late, and I just wanted to, I have a couple of things to do, but I will do that. It says 179.2, correct?
Yeah, it's a 79.7, copy.
I got it, Dan. No problem. I just wrote it down right now, and I will put it in tomorrow. Before 6257. Now, is that the plus, correct?
Well, that's the GMRS. Yeah, the GMRS channel 16. What is that? 575, the output. Copy?
What I'm saying is, It's 5 a plus, right? Or it's not a plus or something like that. It's a plus, yeah, I can put it, no problem at all.
Plus 5.
Yeah, roger. It's a plus, Jack. Plus. Just the regular GMRS.
No problem. And thank you again. You take care and you have a good evening. KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack. Take care. Good to hear you over on the side. And have a good week coming up. And we'll be listening out somewhere. Anyway, somewhere down the line. KFA, DRC, NAWJZ. I'll be clear.
KFA, EDU on the mobile.